This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Who are you and what are you doing and what have you become? Part of the object lesson here in our weekly get-together called Your Hidden Power, I'm Doug Steffen to examine the free thought that a lot of people are engaging in these days. We have lots of things, as usual, to talk about. The world goes round and round, and we all have experiences, many of which we do not understand. We want answers to our questions. We want to work our way through problems, and we want to understand the experiences that we have. That's why each week we get together here, there is an aim in the first part of the hour to talk to somebody who's had some fabulous experiences, who may have talked about the experiences, written about the experiences, wants to communicate about the experiences, and thus the conversation we have with Craig Colavo, who is a spiritual author. The book that he has out now actually causing a lot of stir because he wants us to have a spiritual revolution. And I think that maybe he's onto something here. In the book, I Am God in Disguise, So Are You, Mr. Colavo will lead readers on an odyssey that rivals the complexities of any hero's journey. Now, this is a different kind of hero. So would you describe this, Craig, as a novel? Is this something that you want us to use to move to another level? How do you, let's first of all understand the nature of this book before we talk about its contents.
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you for having me, and I'm really excited about being able to share this message with the world. And to answer your question, no, it's not a novel. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to simplify and demystify this spiritual path, which can really be very complex. You can go to any bookstore and just see the volumes of books written on the subject, and I've spent decades reading most of them, and it'll make your head spin. I've come to I've managed to put down on paper just a really, really simplified version of this path, and that's what the book is about. I identify six different stages that we pass through, and I identify what I call our collective or primal purpose. It's a purpose that I believe we all share as human beings, and really this should be comforting to many. I've been to so many seminars and workshops over the years where one of the main worries and complaints people have is they don't know what their purpose is. So to say we all share the same primal purpose, should have some comfort. And I think that primal purpose is, number one, to discover this hidden power. Love the name of the show, by the way. To discover this hidden power, this dormant force, which I call the sleeping giant. To surrender to this power. And then to inspire others on this path. That is it. When you boil it down, that is human beings. That is our purpose.
I feel like I'm in a college class taking notes. Oftentimes I do that. I'm fortunate. I give thanks because I have a quick mind and I'm a quick study and I remember things well. Sometimes the nuance of them, if I get stuck on one thing, the nuance of the other things kind of are left in the dust. So I don't want to leave behind anything here because you've already intrigued me. Everybody who's here intrigues me. Some intrigue me more than others. And so as we're talking about demystifying what has been, the whole basic or core behind religion is to get people to think that there's this mystical creature or there's this mystical wisdom that comes from on high and that you have to believe it. If you don't believe it, you'll go straight to some place that's not a pleasant place to go, which in my mind, I was taught all of that stuff when I grew up. And I understand the reason for teaching it. It's great for giving people some form of solace sometimes, and somebody passes away. But it was far too preachy for me and far too much fear-based thinking. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it at the time, and I don't mean to sound arrogant, but I don't, and I hope I don't, but I think that a lot of what is the good stuff that we could get out of and take from religion having to do with a universal force or spirit or infinite intelligence, whatever word it is, whatever phrase to refer to that power which is far greater than we are, it gets lost in the human interpretation of a lot of stuff that doesn't really, I mean, it sort of speaks for itself. Our bodies, for example, if I may digress for just a second with you, Craig, our bodies are a testament to this force that is greater than we are. Think about what your body goes through in just to be brought into the planet, brought into life, and then the different things about our brain and our organs and just the fact that it functions the way it does. This is something far more than anyone could have created on his or her own. And so, you know, that's kind of where I go with all of this stuff. And I've discovered through understanding that, and maybe the word surrender that you used is another compliment, because that's what you kind of have to do. I'm one of these people who ask questions and did all my life and still do. Who, what, why, where, huh? And, you know, so believing in something that you cannot explain, there is no who, what, why, where for the power that is greater than we are. There just isn't. I don't get it. I don't see it anywhere.
Oh,
so
you nailed it. You nailed it. And just to, on that note about religion, you know, so I'm not a religious guy, and I state that very clearly in the book. I mean, I might have been raised Catholic, but, you know, as an adult, I kind of looked at the history of religion, and I kind of have the opinion that, you know, religion has done a lot over history to divide us instead of unite us. But I'm a very spiritual guy, and I don't know, it might help just for me to define God. I mean, how I see God. I see God as this life force, this pure energy of love that's vibrating or animating every cell in my body. And not just my body, this force flows through all of creation.
Yep.
And this is actually what connects us. This is what connects us all. And then I see soul, and again, I'm just trying to simplify it. I see soul as our individual reflection of that energy. It's the eternal part of our physical being. So when I say I am God in disguise, so are you, it's surprisingly a controversial title. You know, I've gotten some great reviews, and a few of them have said, well, when you get past the title, it's really an inspiring book. You know, this message, you know, I kind of resist being lumped into the New Age.
Good.
You know,
because the New Age, a lot of nonsense, much of it. It isn't the New Age. I mean, it's just a handle that somebody wants to use for creating another way of controlling people. The New Age, what does that mean?
True.
It means nothing. It's
right. But this message is age old. I mean,
yeah.
Jesus was preaching this message 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, right.
You know, there's
so many other. Let me pause for a minute here and do a couple of things. We're talking to Craig Colavo, whose website is awesomelife.com. AWESOMLIFE. Check that out. Check out his working the book, I Am God in Disguise, So Are You. There's a lot of good meat here that's kind of actually fun to discuss. It's interesting. We're not trying to get in your face. We're just trying to give you something else to think about here. And speaking of things to think about, I would like to suggest that if you did not wake up well today, or you for a long time have not been waking up well, time for you to change those evil ways by using the products from MyPillow.com. These are all guaranteed. The pillows, the sheets, imagine, everything is guaranteed to be the most positive sleeping experience you've ever had. Most comfortable pillows. It's a fabulous way for you to look forward to the end of the day. I can hardly wait to get to bed. How often have you said that? And if you haven't been saying it lately, perhaps you ought to go to MyPillow.com and take advantage of some of the deals. They're very happy that this radio program has done as much as it has to spread the word and get people to buy their products. So, Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special. Use the code DJV and buy the body pillow that's usually $89.99. Now it's $29.99. You can save 50, 60, 65% on things like that by using the code DJV. All of the MyPillow products, remember, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. You can wash them all. You can dry them all. They last for a long, long time. So let's get at it. Let's go to MyPillow.com. You want to try the body pillow to get started? That's fabulous. Well, good. Do it. Save $60. Enter the promo code DJV for the great specials all across the board at MyPillow.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Before you signed the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there, all at great prices every day. And now, a case of Staples copy paper is only $29.99. You save $24. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only. Ends 8/31/19. Valid on SKU 135-848. Limit 5 while supplies last.
Ah, the bow elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
OzOhmLife.com. And I'm chuckling to myself. You may or may not appreciate this, Craig. When I was bringing my youngsters to school once, we were talking about the Wizard of Oz. And somehow I came up with something corny in our discussion and referred to it as awesome. And my son, who is now in his 40s, my daughter in her 40s, have never forgotten it. It was silly. And I don't even remember what the conversation was about, but there's something about putting that phrase together that stuck with them. And we're using a different word, pronouncing it the same way, awesome, in reference to what you want people to think about life, living an awesome life. You describe this as an adjective, feeling of overwhelming joy and gratitude inspired by an awareness of the divine within. That sounds like something that a lot of people who are in the spiritualistic mode might say, but we'll pick that apart a little bit in a second as to how it might be applied. Craig Colavo with Doug Steffen on your Hidden.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is your hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen. On the most recent My Hidden Power, or Your Hidden Power, Our Hidden Power, maybe that's a way of reflecting on it. The conversation focuses on some work done by Dr. Michael Broder, who has been helping clients and individuals and couples, and I was reminded by my colleague and friend Bob Kay that he was on WCAU with us when we were back there in the 80s. He talks about personal relationship. I mean, that's really what everybody does who's into this sort of work, relationship challenges, that sort of thing. His book is called Seven Steps to Your Best Life, and it does takes his thoughts and experiences and brings a session. He's got an online course, that sort of thing. So find all about that at yourhiddenpowershow.com, plus our weekly visit with Uri. Uri, actually, in the current archived podcast, talks about his little secrets about his way of living. And then Charlotte Benson, our astrologer, with some great input regarding the stars. It's just our usual, I say just, it is our usual way of spending. You can spend 30, 35 minutes on the podcast and pick out all the nuances of our conversations. Hopefully they'll be helpful. They're all there in order. YourHiddenPowerShow.com. I can assure you that in the next podcast, you'll have the bulk of the conversation that we're having now with Craig Colavo, who's the author of the book. The book itself kind of grabs you. And if you go to his website and look around, you're going to understand what the philosophy is. And I guess in a manner of speaking, we're all trying to create something that is a little different. I am God in disguise, so are you, is the book. We all are. We all have that power in us, I think. So how do you keep your work, Craig, from bumping into what other people are doing so that it does have a different feel to it and you can stand out?
I would say that my biggest challenge was, number one, to simplify it. So, you know, I think I mentioned that my original intention for writing this book was to just try to put my experiences, my aha moments. I've been lucky. I've been journaling my whole life, and I've been documenting, you know, this path, so to speak. So I was trying to get this in some kind of a simple fashion to pass on to my children. So I've got this really demystified message that I think will make this accessible to all. And I think that's one of the biggest the biggest differences is just explaining that this is supposed to be a happy, joyful, fun, lighthearted path. This isn't a somber,
angry. Everybody's uptight all the time. Yeah, we need to drop that. So this is something that even though it's not for children, it would seem to me that you could, with the message, get it across to youngsters, maybe, well, teenagers. Are they going to be interested in this sort of thing? At what age do you have to grab them, do you think, before they're lost for a while?
Sure, sure. Well, my kids are adults. They're in their 20s. But you're right. It's not a children's book. However, if parents read this book, I think it'll give them the ability to clearly express the message and the spiritual path to their kids. I see the stages of this path, obviously starting at birth, and I feel like shortly after we're born, we kind of forget our divinity, we forget our soul, and this isn't a mistake. There's no accidents. You know, our soul, our spirit needs to go into kind of a temporary hibernation as we move into the school of life, where we try to just learn how to be human, human nature.
Hard to do. It's hard with all of the pressures and stuff that are around us. Maybe the message here is don't let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. Craig, thank you for being here. Craig Colavo, the author of I Am God in Disguise, a great read. Put yourself in that position. Maybe it'll be good for you. It's your Hidden Power at 28 past.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Weather topping the headlines this hour. Tropical Storm Dorian could be a problem as it gains strength and heads in the direction of Puerto Rico. Then it could hit Florida later in the week. The system expected to dump lots of rain in Barbados and Dominica. And speaking of storms, this Thursday, August 29th, is the 14-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. President Trump, back from the G7 summit in France. He's optimistic a trade trade deal will get done with China.
Only if it's a fair deal and a good deal for the United States. Otherwise, I will not make a deal. We have billions and billions coming in, and I think we're going to get there. I do. I believe it more strongly now than I would have believed it a while ago. We're going to get there. We'll have a fair deal.
The president says he believes China is sincere and has no choice but to make a deal because its economy is in trouble. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Uri Geller is one of my favorite people in life. He's a, now we can add to his many descriptions as a psychic, a healer, a mystifier. Now he's a museum operator. He's put together some of the great things from his life and his experiences and his teachings and his work in communication, entertainment, etc., etc., etc. So it's going to be a fabulous thing, and I'm honored to be at the opening, which will be December 20th of this year. So we'll have, I'm sure, a huge, great celebration. One of the things that I, you know, every week we have a different focus because there's so much to talk about, so many things to experience, awareness, if you will. When you were growing up in the Jewish tradition, did you have an idea about who the Creator was, Uri?
Doug, that's a very good question, because as far as I can remember, my belief system always was open to something above me, to something religious, to a power that I translated into God. Because, look, in every town and in every city, anywhere around the world, you will find synagogues, you will find chapels, you will find mosques, you will find shrines. So wherever you travel, if you're, let's say, 5 or 6 years old, your parents at one stage would point out either at a synagogue, or if you're a Muslim child, they will show you a mosque and they might even take you in there. If it's in India, they'll take you to a Buddhist center, to a shrine. It's very, very difficult to grow up without noticing that there is religion around you. And some people, if not many people, actually believe in that entity, God, and they go to those places of worship. Now, if you have parents that are totally atheists and agnostics, obviously they're not going to take you into a church or into any house of prayer, but they're still there. They're still standing there. It's incredible how many tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of houses of prayers are scattered all over the world, and mainly in big cities, but even in villages. You know, where we live, in Solomon Thames in England, which we left 3 years ago, every village in England probably has a house of prayer, and that's a church. And they're all built very beautifully. They're all like 200, 300, 400, 500 years old, 800 years old. Mm-hmm. So you're bound to ask your parents, what is that? Why are people gathering there? So the answer to conclude is, yes, I always believe that something is guiding me from above.
So, and that, thinking about it in that way, and thinking about what I know about you and how you motivate people, the whole business of trying to get people to understand, I have found is difficult, and I don't really want to take on the task. I found that people will understand what they want to and will not understand what they don't want. It's kind of like interfering, you know, if you... don't let anything that you have, I said this a few minutes ago, and it's sort of rolling around in my mind, what you can't do interfere with what you can do. Some people get it, and some people don't. So it's okay. We're not criticizing you if you don't get it, because there are plenty of things you can criticize us for. It just happens to be this is sort of the way we think, and we're talking about it to people who agree with us, or maybe who are curious about the thought process, not like you're wrong if you don't believe what we're talking about. Right?
Yeah, but Doug, you know that if you look at the overall population of planet Earth, I would say that most people, that it doesn't matter in which country, most people have a religious streak in them. It's incredible because, you know, in America, for instance, and this is another belief system, almost 75% of Americans believe in the paranormal. They believe in angels, they believe in life after death, they believe in psychokinesis, they believe in ESP, they believe in ancient civilizations, they believe in UFOs. Amazing, amazing how many, and I'm talking about the United States now, 75% believe in something that is supernatural. Mm-hmm. That is incredible. I couldn't believe it when I discovered these statistics. So, you know, I look at it this way. If you believe in God, or you believe in an entity, or you believe in some higher power that you pray for, you tend to believe more in the afterlife. You tend to believe more in the supernatural and the paranormal. And that's very normal. That's an incredible the way your mind passes away. They create this almost a jigsaw puzzle of belief systems that you enter, you see, you experience, and then you believe. It enforces your determination to believe in that outside force, And you know, Doug, I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Do you believe in God? Do you believe in God?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, you and I have had this conversation. I certainly believe in God. I don't much hold with religion. If it makes you, whatever makes you a better person, you acknowledge it. Whether it's my relationship with you and I acknowledge it, whether it's my relationship with a table, with a dog, with the earth, the sky, whatever it is, it's all about acknowledgement and being grateful, thanking whatever the entity is. But I believe that there is a power far greater than we are. And it almost sounds trite sometimes, but there's no explanation that works for anybody. As, you know, you can say, well, there's the, we came from a one-cell being, an amoeba, and that's what life is about. And that's, for me, it doesn't work. I believe we came from other planets, and so agree or not agree doesn't make a difference. You don't have to agree with me. We have our beliefs, and we're welcome to them, aren't we?
True. Yes, absolutely. Look, Doug, next week I want to talk about something that is unbelievable. You know that I collect rock crystals. Salvador Dick Dali gave me a rock crystal orb that belonged to Leonardo da Vinci. And next week we are going to talk about what's in the core of our planet. Believe it or not, the core of Earth is a pulsating sphere of crystal. Nobody believes that, but it's science. All right. Talk to you next week, Doug, and that's all.
Take good care. Uri Geller's website, URIGELL.com, or his museum, Uri Geller Museum. .com. Always a fascinating conversation, right on the money, if you will. Here's something else that's right on the money. How you take care of your teeth, your smile, your breath. It's very important for you to have healthy teeth. Healthy teeth lead to healthy gums. Your gums are connected to health all across your body. That's true. Any doctor worth his or her salt will tell you how important your gums are. And keeping your teeth from rotting is a very important step in keeping your gums healthy. And a way to keep your teeth from rotting is to keep the enamel in shape. And the way to do that is to clean the stains off of your teeth with power swabs. It's a very interesting progression, up, 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 and up. So let me give you a few reasons why power swab is something that I use with regularity. I use it every day. I use it every 4 or 5 days. I want to keep my teeth as white as possible. And, yeah, I do drink some Life Change Tea, one of our sponsors. I don't drink wine, don't smoke. But I think that the blueberries that I eat sometimes stain my teeth as well. So I want to get them unstained. Lift the stains off, and you can do that and have whiter teeth the natural way with power swabs. That's the key for me, the natural way. No chemicals, no horrible stuff that'll affect your overall health. Just a way to clean, lift the stains off your enamel, not eat away at the enamel. Power swabs available only by calling 800-208-1797. 800-208-1797. For power swabs, they are not available in stores, not available online. The only way you can get it, the power swab delivery, 50% off, is by calling 800-208-1797. Get those fabulous white teeth. Do it the natural way. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code. Save half price on power swabs.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
New York is considering legislation requiring manufacturers to make detergent pods look less appetizing. It is an overreaction to the Tide Pod Challenge, in which teenagers film themselves pretending to eat the colorful pods. About 80 teenagers reportedly tried it, which is dangerous. But so are hundreds of other household products that are not intended to be eaten. Yet nobody is proposing to ban shampoo, paint, or oven cleaner. Such problems require the diligent attention of parents, not politicians. Government can ban products, but it cannot mandate common sense. Legislators cannot be everyone's parents. This just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
This is your hidden power. Time for a weekly visit. Well, mostly weekly. Depends on whether she has something else that's more pressing, I guess. A more pressing engagement. However, I'm very happy to have made the acquaintance of Charlotte Benson, who is here. She is an Eastern astrologer. The focus on what some people call, do they call it Chinese? What are they? I mean, there's certain things from China that we have used and assumed in the new age, but yours is not necessarily Chinese. How do you best describe other than Eastern astrology?
No, emphatically no. It's the type of astrology that's been practiced continuously in India for 5,000 years.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Yes, it's Indian, but it's Eastern, but not at all Chinese. And as a matter of fact, astrology is so revered in South Asian countries, in India, that the government actually has a say in what sort of measurement they're using. The Indian government has approved a certain type of measurement in astrology. So, yes, it's held in very high regard there in that part of the world.
Well,
Vedic astrology. That's
Vedic astrology. Serves people. Astrology in general. I think I asked you in a recent conversation, who was it? And you quickly put me into my place. What in the world? Who sat there and looked at the stars and figured out that they all meant these things? But you said, why don't you explain that process a little bit? Because I think sometimes it's fascinating to understand how these things. This is an academic. This is a purposeful, definitive sort of way of thinking, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it wasn't just made up or invented. This is the result of thousands of years of close observation. When the ancient people noticed that there were certain planets in certain areas, you can actually go outside tonight and look at that for yourself. Then they noticed their experience was that certain distinctive things happened, and then those turned out to be predictable. The next time Saturn and Jupiter were together, 20 years later, the same issue or a variation on that theme occurred. So it's based on evidence. It's based on evidence. And it still holds up today.
Absolutely. Maybe more relative today, Charlotte, for people who need answers than has been the case at any time in Israel. I don't know about, I haven't studied that part of history, or at least the influence of astrology on history. I know I look at history and I'm frustrated because the real story of our history isn't told. It just becomes interpolated by people who have had various experiences, and they write them down, and okay, that becomes history. But there's much more to it than that. We'll continue our conversation and let you know how Charlotte Benson can help you as a fabulous astrologer on your hidden power. 10 before the hour, I'm Doug Stefano.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Aiming to get to people who may be new to the message and keeping people informed who are interested in expanding the message of what we have, our own hidden power. This is your hidden power. All of the archived podcasts are at yourhiddenpowershow.com, yourhiddenpowershow.com. We're having our weekly conversation with Charlotte Benson, who is a Vedic astrologer. The things that fracture our reality are the things that probably people more than anything else come to you with, their problems. And you look at the charts and say, this is what I think will happen. Does anybody ever come back to you and say, hey, that was right on, that was exact? Or they say, you know, I didn't quite get out of what you were saying that my life went the way you thought it was going to go. So how do people interpret what you do?
Well, sure. Yes, I have almost all of my business is repeat and referral. So people come back and, I tell people that what I'm looking at is a symbolic language. So I can see the big picture issues here, whether just to make it as elementary as possible, whether it's, you know, whether there's a red light or whether there is a green light. So information about either one of the colors of those lights is useful. So if a person is not feeling, it's typical. Yes, it's typical, Doug, that people, I talk with people when they have a major decision to make. Somebody wants to quit, for instance, somebody wants to just quit their job. They are fed up. So I would say it would look, you know, a couple of months down the road and see that a planet is shifted into a much better position. And I would, you know, I simply offer that information. I would say, oh, look, Saturn is going to enter its own sign of Capricorn on January 20, 2020. That is a major inflection point for you. If you can manage to hang in there that long, there's probably going to be a major benefit for you.
Mm-hmm. What I would say is it's important to pay attention. I've noticed in some of the conversations that we have about things, I'm interested in the same things everybody else is interested in. There's a lot of things going on in my business life right now, and I kind of like to be aware of, and I think I joked to you, saying that having somebody like you around every day to tell me what sort of day it's going to be and how you dodge whatever the currents are of the day, of the moment, sometimes we help. Not practical, but helpful. Have you ever had anybody do that? By the way, I didn't ask you that when I was asking the question. Has anybody ever enlisted you to work with them every day for 5 or 10 minutes and give them sort of a tune-up, a prediction for the day?
Well, not every day, but I do have people that have to make a lot of fast decisions. I go through a month at a time with them. I do that all in one session. We can really fine tune the metrics of any particular day. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's easily done. Or that's regularly done, for sure.
Yeah, that's a real science, it would seem. Okay, one of the other things people ask me all the time, because I refer to it, is when Mercury goes into retrograde, there are other planets that go retrograde. And as a matter of fact, you and I were talking about Mercury going retrograde with Mars, and that was one of the reasons the last one was as bad as it was. So you want to give us a little compounding there, a little forward view?
Sure. Well, you know, that's the retrograde Mercury is one of those urban myths. People that know a little bit about astrology have usually heard about that, the phenomenon of retrograde Mercury. And I continuously emphasize, it is not bad, it is just different. So this summer there was a retrograde Mercury, and it was in the same part of the sky at that time, where there was a planet that just didn't want to be in that part of the sky. You know, planets have their preferences too. So it was particularly,
caused a lot of dysfunction, it seemed. Yeah.
Well, it is. It's a natural function for planets to be retrograde. So Mercury will be retrograde again in the fall, but it won't be nearly as complex as it was early this summer. Mercury this coming up will be retrograde between the first part of November and the 21st of November. But it's a time when people are supposed to slow down, reconsider, do contemplation, introspection, self-referral. It's not a big deal. Just you're supposed to collaborate with
the
planet.
Take it in stride, in a manner of speaking, yeah. All right, all this sort of thing you can get whenever there's a great need for a conference, you can find it. CharlotteBenson.com, great Vedic astrologer here on Your Hidden Power. CharlotteBenson.com. Have her help you out. She helps me a lot. 59 past the hour on Your Hidden Power.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.